next poem is a poem with a, I guess you could say, a found title, in the way that artists in exhibits will sometimes display found objects, objet trouvé, like, you know, bits of driftwood or stuff. Marianne Moore often will use strange quotations or funny phrases, or odd phrases anyway, that she's found in magazines. Marianne Moore's favorite magazine appeared to have been the Illustrated London News, a magazine I only in England ever saw in dentists, but she's found some very curious and interesting things there. But this this comes from over a shop, a storefront in Coney Island about 10 years ago, and it was a tattooist's, and it said at that time, Blackie the Electric Rembrandt, which was really great, because if you think of Rembrandt as being the artist of chiaroscuro, light and dark, and that is also, you know, the tattooist art. That seemed nice, and it's one of the few times I've kept a title around with me until I could find something to do with it. Actually, it was only a few weeks, but it was the title that attracted me to it first. I mean, it was the thing I saw over the storefront. Blackie the Electric Rembrandt. We watch through the shop front while Blackie draws stars. An equal concentration on his and the youngster's faces. The hand is steady and accurate, but the boy does not see it, for his eyes follow the point that touches, quick dark movement, a virginal arm beneath his rolled sleeve. He holds his breath. Now that it is finished, he hands a few bills to Blackie and leaves with a bandage on his arm under which gleam 10 stars hanging in a blue thick cluster. Now he is star-like. Was once translated into Italian, and the last word, star-like, was translated stellato, which is a very pretty word.